Good evening. You're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Carnes. We're here every Sunday night for approximately 2 hours of modern mainstream jazz. We hope you'll stick around. We'll have to take a break for the news at the top of the hour for about 5 minutes. We'll be back with a second hour. So I hope you'll hang in there and enjoy the sounds. We certainly enjoy them here in the studio. In the past, numerous times we've played the studio recordings of the great Count Basie Orchestra, and we thought tonight we would highlight their live recordings of the Count Basie Band in various venues, such as jazz clubs and concerts and radio shows that were recorded live. So we're going to explore some of the live Count Basie recordings, and we're going to start off with Count Basie at the Newport Jazz Festival in July of 57, Newport, Rhode Island. And this is a little thing written by Ernie Wilkins called Swinging at Newport.
Thank you.
All right. That was the Count Basie Band live at the Newport Jazz Festival, July of 1957, doing an opening set swinger called Swing Appropriately at Newport. And the principal players and soloists in their order were Basie on piano, Frank West on tenor sax, Joe Newman on trumpet, Foster on tenor sax, and Payne, Sonny Payne, the drummer. So what's up next, Al?
Well, like I said, Kent, we can never have too much Basie, so I'm going to start off with another Basie selection. This one goes back about 20 years from yours. This is from an MCA 3-CD box set entitled The Complete Decca Recordings, and it encompasses 3 years, 1937, 1938, and 1939. And the thing that attracted me most to this box set was the absolute clarity that they've achieved in remastering this stuff. There's a total of 62 different tracks on this. We're going to play one from the 1939 CD. It's a tune written by Harry Edison, and it's entitled Jive at Five. And there was Jive at Five, featuring the Basie Band of 1939. And we heard solos there by Lester Young on tenor sax, Harry Edison with the muted trumpet, and Jack Washington on the baritone sax, and of course Basie on piano. That was from a 3-CD box set, The Complete Decca Recordings, encompassing 3 years, 1937, 38, and 39.
Going to continue to highlight the live recordings of Count Basie and his orchestra, and now we find the Count in Birdland Jazz Club in New York City, July of 1961, And at that time, Basie was such a favorite with the Birdland fans that every summer, I think he'd come in and play about a six-week set. And everybody came in from all over the metropolitan area to listen to the count every night. So here's the Basie Band, July 28th of 61, doing a Frank Foster composition, Backstage Blues. The Count Basie Orchestra, very, very live at the Birdland Jazz Club in New York City, captured on an LP and burned to a CD by Roulette Records. It was July 28th of 1961. That was a little composition put together by the tenor sax man in the Basie Band, Frank Foster.
Well, next we'll hear from vocalist Sarah Vaughan, and this is a CD on the Polygram label released in 1990. and has Sarah along with Clifford Brown and Paul Quinichet on tenor sax, Jimmy Jones on piano, Joe Benjamin on bass, and Roy Haynes on drums. And this tune was written by Don Ray and Gene DePaul. It's a tune I often hear my wife humming around the house. It's entitled "He's My Guy."
He's my guy. I don't care what he does, 'cause he's my guy. I guess he always was. He's careless about me. I don't think he tries. But once in a while, he'll hug me and smile. Then I can see me in his eyes. Oh, he's my guy. I know he'll always be. And I will try to keep him loving me. However he wants me, I'm his until I die. For nobody knows better than I that he's my guy.
He's My Guy, featuring Sarah Vaughan there with the vocals, Clifford Brown on trumpet, Paul Quinichet on tenor sax, Jimmy Jones on piano, Joe Benjamin on bass, and Roy Haynes on drums. We also heard a flute solo from Herbie Mann. That was from a Polygram CD released in 1990 entitled Sarah Vaughan with Clifford Brown. little personal history on that. I originally bought the LP when shortly after it came out in the 50s. And I was in college at the time, and at one of those famous college parties, it just disappeared, never to be seen or heard from again. And not having the resources or the time to track down another copy, I filed it in my disappointment file. And but luckily, 30 years later, it was released on CD, and I jubilantly found it in the bins at the Jazz Record Mart.
I was like you, Al, in college. If I lent an LP out to one of my friends, musical friends, seldom did it ever come back. So I had to go hunting him for another copy. Okay, now we're going to go to an interesting album of Count Basie Live, which we're highlighting tonight. And this one is called Basie in London, cut in September 7th of 56 on the Verve label. And Norman Grant, the owner and producer of Verve Records, had a rather droll, offbeat sense of humor. And we find out later that Basie in London was recorded in Sweden. Why he did that, I'll never know. But it didn't impact on the quality of the music in any way. So here they get out the old Warhorse. This is not the typical Basie arrangement. They do How High the Moon. Thank you. Count Basie, very, very live. From a Verve album cut in September of 1956, although the Verve album cover states that Basie in London, it was actually exposed later that it took place in Sweden. And that was a little thing called How High the Moon. To my ears, it sounded like there was Marshall Royal there on alto sax, and Benny Powell on trombone, and Joe Newman on trumpet.
Well, like Basie, you can never have enough Oscar Peterson, so he's up next. This is from an LP entitled An Oscar for Peterson. It's on the ARS label, which was a subscription label back in the 50s. And in addition to Oscar on piano, we'll hear from Barney Kessel on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and Alvin Stoller on drums. And they're going to do a tune written by Vincent Heumann and Irving Caesar that was written for a Broadway musical in 1924, and it's entitled T for Two. Thank you. Tea for Two. Not the usual approach to that tune for sure. It features Oscar Peterson on piano, Barney Kessel on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and Alvin Stoller on drums. It was from an ARS LP released in 1956 entitled An Oscar for Peterson.
I'm going to continue to highlight the live jazz recordings of Count Basie and his orchestra. As I noted at the outset of the show, we've done tons of studio recordings by Count Basie, but we haven't delved into the live recordings of Count Basie at various venues, jazz concerts, jazz clubs. So we're going to continue now to find Count Basie in Miami, Florida, September 1959 at a disc jockey convention. I don't know if, all being disc jockeys, I don't know if anybody in the audience was listening to the Count, but we hope some of them were. They're probably all talking to themselves. But it was on a roulette label called Breakfast, Dance, and Barbecue. And we're going to do one of the original compositions out of the Kansas City swing era, written by Benny Moulton. It was in the Count Basie book all down through the years. Let's listen to Count do Moulton Swing.
Thank you.
right, that was on a Roulette label. Count Basie live at the Disc Jockey Convention in 1959, Miami, Florida. And that was the national anthem of Kansas City jazz, going clear back to the 30s and played by the Basie Band all the way down to its termination. That was called Moton Swing.
Well, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10. We're coming up on the end of the first hour where we'll have a break for the news, and then we'll be back for the second hour. Hope you'll stick around. We've got a lot of good stuff lined up for your listening pleasure. I'm Al Korns. Our co-host is Kent Lindquist. And we're going to wrap up the first hour with a group led by tenor sax man Paul Gonsalves. This is from an Argo LP entitled Cookin'. In addition to Paul, we'll hear from Clark Terry on flugelhorn, Willie Jones on piano, Jimmy Wood on bass, and Sam Woodyard on drums. It's a tune that Clark Terry wrote. It's entitled Funky. Thank you.